It's Monday. Maybe it doesn't need to be said. Maybe you're aware of that. But sometimes after you come off a long weekend, you need to remind people. And so that's what we're doing. It's Monday. And you're with your morning team. It's Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you. It's 621 at WSGW. I trust that we all were able to get through the Thanksgiving holiday itself from last Thursday and get through the weekend. We must have, since we're all here present and accounted for on a Monday.
Yeah, we are.
Welcome back to you, Pat Thank Johnston, you. By the way. I had a chance over the weekend to get a final grass cutting in.
Whoa, what?
Yes.
I heard lawnmowers in my neighborhood, too.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I was not that ambitious.
Well, I think a lot of people were in the same situation I was. Going back to that weekend a couple weekends ago, it was very nice.
Yeah.
But it turned on Sunday, and I didn't have a chance to get that final cleanup, and the weather got to me. And so,
right.
And so everything melted away, and it was so nice. So there all those leaves were that I didn't get, and there was a... So yeah, I got through it. And I must say, you know how we say in this business how timing is everything?
Yes, it is.
It is.
And the very last time I was going to mow the grass, the automatic portion of the lawnmower, you know, if you hit the lever, it goes, it self-propels.
Thank right, you. That's, yeah, it just goes.
The cable snapped.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
So I lost that. And then a wheel kind of fell off.
I think that's the clue that you're not supposed to be doing that today.
Yes. That's also a clue that I think next spring I'm going to do something I hate doing.
Buying mower?
A new mower, yes. I have nursed this one back from death several times. It's only got about 30 years on it.
It is.
I guess it's time for a new one.
It's
only
it's
30. Wow.
Yeah, I know. <that's>,
I know.
I know. I know. Some people have a lot more longevity in some of their.
Most of them don't last that long anymore.
No.
No.
You can't get them to last more than 10.
If I didn't bring it back to death using some angle iron, some mending wire, and some duct tape, they wouldn't have got this far. But
if you hadn't said duct tape, I would have thought, no, you didn't work hard enough yet. You got to have duct tape for everything.
Well, and you're right, though. A lot of people were doing the same thing. So that's, get it? Because I know a lot of the lawn waste yard collections are going to be ending this week in a lot of communities. So,
well, I did my final mulch a couple of weeks ago before we had that really cold weather
you got
snap. Got it in. But also, you know, those winds we had that weekend, a few weekends ago, that took care of a lot of leaves by blowing them out of my yard. So I didn't have to worry about them. So I move on.
You're one of those.
Yeah.
Wait for them to blow to the neighbors.
That's all you have to do. Mm. And again, I have to stick, to my system, which is on December 1st, that mower. Never sees a light of day again until at least the springtime.
Well, I'm with you. Usually don't mow this late in November, but it's like, if I don't...
Well, it was nice, though. You had to do it. Yeah.
All that stuff was going to be left over.
Yeah.
Yeah. My husband switches out the lawnmower for the snowblower about the first part of November, so we don't see the lawnmower much after that either.
Yeah. It's done. Yeah.
And now he's still waiting to use it.
Well... I hope he has to wait for
Let's hope, just a little bit.
I'm not ready for that yet.
Right.
Well, there are a few places in the state that we all have already used it in the last couple of weeks, but we've escaped that so far.
Yeah.
That time will come. Our time will come.
That's true.